This is Vesakha Murli of the 4th of December 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have now received divine insight from the Father. Only with this divine insight can you see souls and the Supreme Soul. Question, by understanding which secret of the drama, will you never give a particular type of advice to anyone? Answer. When you understand that whatever happened in the past in this drama repeats accurately, you will never advise anyone to stop performing devotion. When this knowledge sits in their intellects very well, when they understand that they are souls and that they have to claim their inheritance from the unlimited Father, and when they also recognize Him, all their limited things will automatically finish. Om Shanti. Are you sitting here stabilized in your original religion? The spiritual father asks you spiritual children, because you know that only the unlimited father is called the spirit. It is just that he is called the supreme. He is called the supreme spirit or the supreme soul. The Supreme Soul God definitely exists. It cannot be said that He doesn't exist. The Supreme Soul means God. This has been explained to you. Therefore, since you also heard this knowledge 5,000 years ago, you mustn't become confused. It is you souls who listen to this. Souls are very tiny and subtle. They are so tiny that they cannot be seen with anyone's eyes. There isn't a single human being who would have seen a soul with physical eyes. They can be seen, but only in a divine vision, and that too is according to the drama plan. Okay, for instance, someone has a vision of a soul, in the same way that he sees other things. On the path of devotion too, when they have visions of something, it is with their physical eyes. They receive that divine vision and see it as though it is in the living form. When a soul with the eye of this knowledge sees something, that is in a state of trance. On the path of devotion, it is when they perform a lot of devotion that they receive visions. For instance, Mira had a vision of herself dancing in heaven. However, heaven didn't exist then. That must have been 500 to 600 years ago. Heaven really didn't exist at that time. Whatever existed in the past is seen with divine insight. When they perform a lot of devotion and become completely engrossed in devotion, they have a vision, but they don't receive liberation through that. The path to liberation and liberation in life is completely separate from that of devotion. There are so many temples in Bharat. They place a lingam of Shiva in them too. They have large and small lingams. You children understand that souls are like the Supreme Soul. The size of all souls is the same. As is the father, so the children. All souls are brothers. Souls enter their bodies to play their parts. This is something that has to be understood. These are not tall stories of the path of devotion. Only the one father explains things of the path of this knowledge. First of all, it is only the unlimited incorporeal father who explains everything. No one can understand him completely or accurately. They say that he is omnipresent. That is not right. They call out to the Father with a lot of love. They say, Baba, When you come, we will surrender ourselves to you. You alone and none other are mine. Therefore, you definitely have to remember him. He himself says, O children, he speaks to souls. This is called spiritual knowledge. It is remembered that souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. This account has also been shown. You souls have lived apart from him for a long time, and it is now that you have come to the Father to study your Raja Yoga once again. That teacher is your servant. A teacher is always an obedient servant. The Father too says, I am the servant of all the children. You call out as though it is your right, O purifier, come and purify us. All of you are devotees. You say, O God, come, come and purify us once again. The pure world is called heaven and the impure world is called hell. All of these matters have to be understood. This is a college and God-fatherly world university. Its aim and objective is to change human beings into deities. You children have the faith that this is what you want to become. Would anyone who doesn't have faith sit in a school? You have the aim and objective in your intellects. If you were going to become a barrister or a doctor, you would have to study. If you didn't have this faith, you wouldn't even come here. You have the faith that you change from ordinary human beings into deities, from an ordinary human into Narayan. This is the true story of changing from an ordinary human into Narayan. In fact, this is a study. But why is it called a story? Because you also heard it 5,000 years ago. That is now the past. The past is called a katha, a religious story. These are the teachings for you to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. You children know in your hearts that deities exist in the new world and that human beings exist in the old world. Human beings don't have the virtues that the deities have. That is why they are called deities. Human beings bow down in front of the deity idols and they say, you are full of all virtues. Then they call themselves degraded sinners. It is human beings who say this. It isn't deities who say this. Deities exist in the Golden Age. They cannot exist in the Iron Age. However, nowadays they call everyone Sri Sri. Sri means elevated. Only God can make you the most elevated. Elevated deities exist in the Golden Age. At this time, no human beings are elevated. You children now have unlimited renunciation. You know that this old world is about to be destroyed, and this is why you have disinterest in it. Those people are Hatha Yogi renunciates. They renounce their homes and leave them. Then they go and live in palaces. There are no expenses in living in their little huts, none whatsoever. For solitude, one has to sit in a little hut, not in a palace. Baba too has had a little hut made. There is every happiness in a little hut. You children now have to make effort to change from human beings into deities. You know that whatever happened in the drama has now become the past and that it will repeat again accurately. This is why you mustn't advise anyone to stop performing devotion. When this knowledge enters their intellects, they will understand that they are souls, and that they have to claim their inheritance from the unlimited Father. When there is recognition of the unlimited Father, all limited things finish. The Father says, while living at home with your families, simply connect your intellects and yoga to the Father. Actions have to be performed for the livelihood of the body. Just as some people perform a lot of intense devotion on the path of devotion. They go to see the idols every day as a very firm discipline. To go to bodily beings is a physical pilgrimage. They have to stumble so much on the path of devotion. Here, you don't have to stumble at all. When people come here, they are made to sit down so that this knowledge can be explained to them. However, it isn't that you have to sit in one place in order to remember the Father. Can the devotees of Sri Krishna on the path of devotion not remember him while walking and moving around? This is why educated people ask, since there is a picture of Sri Krishna in their houses, why should people need to go to the temples? You can worship the picture of Sri Krishna wherever you are. Acha, you might not have a picture, but you can still remember him. Once you have seen something, you continue to remember it. You too are asked the same thing. Can you not remember Shiv Baba while sitting at home? This is something new. No one knows Shiv Baba. They don't know his name, form, land, or time period, but simply say that he is omnipresent. A soul cannot be called the Supreme Soul. Souls remember their Father, but because they don't know him, you have to explain to them for 7 days. Then all the points of detail are also explained. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. You have been listening to him for so long because he has this knowledge. You understand that you receive this knowledge to change from humans into deities. The Father says, I tell you new, deep things every day. When you don't receive a merli, you cry so much. The Father says, simply remember the Father. Even though you study the merli, you still forget the Father. First of all, you have to remember, I am a soul, a tiny point. You have to understand what a soul is. They say the soul left that one and entered someone else. We souls became impure by taking rebirth. Previously, you belonged to the religion of pure households. Lakshmi and Narayan were both pure. Then both became impure. And now both are becoming pure again. So did they become pure from impure, or did they take a pure birth? The Father sits here and explains how you were pure and how by going onto the path of sin, you then became impure. Worshippers are said to be impure, whereas those who are worthy of worship are said to be pure. The history and geography of the whole world is in your intellects. You know who used to rule there and how they received their kingdom. There isn't anyone else who knows this. Earlier, you too didn't have this knowledge of the Creator or the beginning, the middle, or the end of creation. This means that you were atheists. You didn't know anything. When you become atheists, you experience so much sorrow. You have now come here to become deities. There will be so much happiness there. Divine virtues have to be imbibed here. The children of Prajapita Brahma are brothers and sisters. There mustn't be any criminal vision. This takes effort. The eyes are very criminal. Out of all the physical senses, the eyes are the most criminal. They remain criminal for half the cycle and civil for half the cycle. In the Golden Age, the eyes are not criminal. When someone's eyes are criminal, he is said to be a devil. The Father himself says, "I enter the impure world." Those who have become impure have to become pure. People say that this one, Brahma, calls himself God. Look at the picture of the tree. This one is standing at the very top of the tree in the Tamopradhan world. The same one is also doing tapasya beneath it. The dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan continues in the Golden Age. That period is counted as the reign of Lakshmi and Narayan. This is why Baba says, when you show the picture of the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, you should write, "The Silver Age starts 1,250 years after this kingdom starts." Hundreds of thousands of years are spoken of in the scriptures. That is the difference of day and night. There is the night of Brahma for half a cycle and the day of Brahma for half the cycle. Only the Father explains these things. He says again, "Sweet children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. By remembering him, you will become pure, and then your final thoughts will lead you to your destination." Baba doesn't ask you just to stay here. He does not ask serviceable children to stay here. Centers and museums continue to be opened. Invitations are given to so many people. Come and claim your godly birthright of the kingdom of the world. You are the children of the Father. The Father is the creator of heaven. Therefore, you have to receive your inheritance of heaven. The Father says, "I only come once to establish heaven." The same world cycle continues to turn. There are many dictates of human beings, and they say many things. There are so many opinions. These are called undivided directions. The tree is so large. So many branches and twigs emerge. So many religions are spreading. Previously, there was the one direction and the one kingdom. It used to be their kingdom over the whole world. It is at this time that you understand this. We were the masters of the whole world. Then, having taken 84 births, we have become poverty-stricken. We are now conquering death. There is no untimely death there. Here, someone has untimely death while just sitting somewhere. There is nothing but death everywhere. It is not like that there. There, life continues for one's full life. There used to be peace, purity, and prosperity in Bharat. The average lifespan there was 150 years. Look at the lifespans now. God taught you yoga. Therefore, you are called Yogeshwar. You won't be called that there. You are Yogeshwar at this time. God is teaching you Raja Yoga. You will then become Raj Rajeshwar, princes and princesses. You are now Gyanishwar, knowledgeful. Then you become Rajeshwar, that is, the kings of kings. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning. From the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. Make effort to make your eyes civil. Let your intellects remain constantly aware that you are brothers and sisters, children of Prajapita Brahma. Therefore, you must not have criminal vision. 2. While acting for the livelihood of your body, connect your intellects in yoga to the One Father. Renounce all limited things and remember the unlimited Father. Become an unlimited renunciate. Blessing. May you be constantly unshakable and immovable, and by having the awareness of the word Baba, transform the word reason into solution. As soon as you say Baba for a situation of fluctuation, you become unshakable. When you start thinking about the situation, you experience difficulty. If instead of thinking about the reason, you start to think about the solution, the reason itself will then become the solution. Because situations are not even like ants in front of Master Almighty Authority Brahmins. Instead of just thinking about what happened or why it happened, think that whatever happened was something in which there was benefit, in which service was merged. Then, although it may seem like an adverse circumstance, service is merged in it, and you will then remain constantly unshakable and immovable. Slogan: those who stay under the influence of the One Father cannot be influenced by anyone else. Avyak Signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmateet. In order to attain the karmateet stage, constantly perform actions as a detached observer. I am an alaukik soul who constantly stays in the stage of a detached observer, that is, in the stage of being constantly detached and loving while doing everything. I am a soul who has the alaukik experience, an alaukik life and an elevated life. Constantly have this intoxication. While performing actions, continue to increase this practice and you will attain the karmateet stage. Om Shanti.